Good evening, everyone. It's your girl, dear Lori. You know how I do. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. First, I want to start off by saying I am outside, so if you hear car horns, anything of that nature, it's because I am outside walking my dog. So, guys, I hope everyone's evening has been going good and everyone's evening is how they want it to be. I just came on here real quick to, oh, bless your music, to basically just talk about people that you work with or that you're close to in a workplace that put on a facade. And if it seems like I'm pausing in between while I'm talking, it's because I am trying to choose my wording carefully, even though I really don't give a rat's ass. But I'm still trying to choose my words carefully. Because some may know who I'm talking about or not talking about, or just can relate to what I'm saying in general. So basically, what I'm saying is, have you ever been around someone where, whether it's work related or not, and they put on a whole facade, like they're one way one moment and then the next they're like a whole different person? Like you confront them on things that you already know because the person gave you screenshot proof, or they gave you audio, or whatever the case may be. You just have all the evidence that you need and you really don't give a fuck, but you just ask the person to see where their character is at and where they stand with the whole matter. And then it's like you ask and they're like, oh no, I don't have a problem with you. I never had a problem with you. I don't know what you're talking about. It's so and so. And they flip it on the other person. Like they do that old quick ass switcheroony shit and switch it on the other person to make it look like the other person is the one doing all the fucking bad talking. But letting all the person that you're confronting is the person that's the snake in the grass. It's the person that is the one trying to ruin everything, trying to bring shit down, trying to make the other person think they're crazy and all this other type of shit that just don't make no motherfucking sense. You know? Like why do all of that when you can just be real and not sit there and have a conversation with one person and be talking mad shit about the other person. You know, that makes anyone think like, yo, if this person could talk about their own significant other to any and everybody, what makes you think they're not gonna talk shit about you or anybody else for that matter? And then go back to like everything's all hunky-dory. Like, I don't get people like that. I don't. Maybe it's not for me to get people like that. But guys, it makes no sense to be out here and be causing, you know, as my girl Sunkey Angel would say, you know, she's always saying this, people be causing chaos and confusion. You know, like, how is anything supposed to like go right or even remotely seem like everybody is getting along when people don't even know how to come together as one? You know, this one don't want to do that because they're not talking to this one, or this one wants to mess up on stuff because they feel in some type of way. Like, come on, y'all. Like, that's like that little kid junior high school shit. Don't nobody want to be, you know, dealing with that fuck shit. And it just doesn't make any sense. You know? And then for people who know they not even remotely about that life to be trying to be keyboard killers. Like, nah, we not doing that. Because I could tell you this for a fact, people may not like me, but I tell you this much, they damn sure respect my ass. And I put that on everything. People could say whatever the hell they want to say about me behind my back, but trust and believe you me, ain't near nigga, bitch, motherfucker, rabbit ass, hoe ass, bitch boy, whatever the fuck you want to call it now and then, gonna say that shit to my face. At all. And I'm not on here sounding cocky or nothing like that, or, you know, trying to make it seem like, you know, I could beat the whole motherfucking world, because I can't beat the whole motherfucking world. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I can beat the whole fucking world. I can't beat the whole fucking world. But I will tell you this. I have not run across a person as of yet that has the balls to say anything to my face. At all. Because I don't care. But guys, like, we all have to be more careful about who we be around or who's even in our presence, because dumb vampires, them energy suckers, them haters, especially those that are envious or jealous or they're just mad because you're on a come up and they're not. Like, everybody can be on a come up. It's all about finding what you can do and doing it, and not sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and everything like that. But guys, like I said, I am outside. There's like a lot of construction going on. Hold on. Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of people that are not out here that's happy when they see you winning. When they see you dropping albums and stuff. Come on, music. When they see you building a brand and they're moping around and feeling sorry for themselves. Like, I don't do the pity party. Like, it's either you gonna get up and make shit shake, or you're not gonna make shit shake. That's all on you. But at the end of the day, you gotta make shit shake for you and do what's best for you and what works for you. So, guys, on that note, if anyone's offended or feel like it's about them, oh well, I don't give a rat's ass. It is what it is. Lord be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents, keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence and love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Guys, light is love, love is light. Don't block your blessings. Keep your hands clean. And keep pushing. Keep striving. Keep doing what you gotta do to make sure you're good. So guys, be safe. Have a blessed night.